Today's a historic day for the British Virgin Islands as we signed a contract to commemorate the commencement of the construction of the Joe's Hill Manor. This first community is the first community to be built as part of Social Security Board's First Time Homeowners Initiative. This development would comprise 43 units, including 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units on 7 acres of land. The ultimate goal of the initiative is to afford BVI landlords the opportunities to own their own home. This will lead to the encouragement towards savings, creation of wealth, future generation of homeowners and independent citizens, and contribute to the solidification of the foundations of our growing economy. Other goals include enabling individuals to obtain economical homes and stimulating the economy from investments in structures that reinforce and ensure the circulation of money in the British Virgin Islands. This is particularly critical at this time. The commencement of this development means that within the foreseeable future, our citizens would have better access to home ownership, leading to personal growth and wealth creation. Wealth how, some might ask? Well, wealth and savings share a direct correlation, and home ownership creates a default mechanism to savings. Homes will be funded by personal mortgages from the banks, which will undoubtedly be repaid. And mortgages are paid off, equity is created, and more savings facilitated than ordinarily would be the case. But at the heart of what we do here at Social Security, and particularly with this development, is the encouragement of social stability. We are encouraging the people of our wonderful Virgin Islands to put down roots. What follows are children with hope, the likelihood of participation in the democratic process, and support for nation building in general. Social Security Board was established by an act of Legislative Council in 1979 as a compulsory insurance plan to protect insured persons from financial distress. The mission statement states to provide appropriate Social Security benefits to our contributors and their families through strong leadership, prudent investments, and the sustained efforts of a highly motivated, committed, and professional staff. I'm proud to say that we continue to exemplify this mission as manifested in this and other investments. So why is it important for Social Security to undertake this initiative? In order for the board's investment portfolio to grow as expected, a strategic decision was made to invest more funds locally to assist with stimulating the BVI economy and invest in investments with higher return. And from this, we can expect to see an increase in contributions being paid, the fund's longevity being maintained, and sustained payments of your benefits. Additionally, the mortgage financing for the first-time homeowners will be undertaken by the banks, spreading the risk of the investment. As a trained economist, I can tell you that this level of investment in these islands is a critical factor which helps to determine the pace and diversity of the socioeconomic development, particularly at this critical time with the COVID-19 pandemic. The residents are excited, although they have been waiting a while. There are hundreds of interested persons registered to date for this initiative. The board is fully aware that significant improvements to the underlying social and economic infrastructure of this territory are important. This investment is also welcomed by others, for during the construction period, in addition to the contract sum of $17 million, hundreds of jobs will be created and over $40 million would circulate in the economy through the multiplier effect. Likewise, after completion of the development, 43 families would own their first home, and employment opportunities would be available for the operations, maintenance, upkeep, etc. of this community. We are assured that this investment will, as our investments always have done, help to facilitate and integrate economic activities in our rapidly evolving society. Warren Buffett stated, and I quote, "Someone sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree long ago." We have to give credit to the late Honorable H. Lucky Stout and Honorable Ralph T. O'Neill for their historic legislation 41 years ago that created a social security system that has benefited thousands of persons to date and will benefit thousands in the future. And we have to ensure that our contributors continue to sit in the shade, knowing that their contributions are benefits are secured. I'll say that again. We have to continue to ensure that our contributors continue to sit in the shade, knowing their contributions and benefits are secured, while we continue to plant trees for this and future generations. On behalf of the Social Security Board, I say thank you to the government and the people of the Virgin Islands for your support of this initiative. Thanks also to the banks who will be participating with us and granting loans to the applicants. The contractor, Mr. James Dodman and James Dodman Construction, we wish them every success during the various phases of this development. The management and staff of Social Security Board who will be implementing this initiative, I also thank you. We also thank the applicants. Without them, this project, this development would not be a success. Today is another day of hope, pride, and anticipated sustained prosperity for these beautiful Virgin Islands. Thanks to all. Thank you.